about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 5 minutes past the hour. We are live right now on this beautiful evening. Please call in with your questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. You guys heard about what happened at Emory University, right? Apparently, Emory University, from what we understand, has been giving bad data to groups that rank universities so that they look higher on the list. All right, you know how U.S. News and World Report has like a nation's top colleges? Well, they usually are ranked high. Well, it turns out they were kind of skewing the results. Emory University President Jim Wagner, sorry, there's a little bug in here, says that for more than a decade, the school intentionally misreported data about its students to groups that rank colleges. Apparently, Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that Emory launched an investigation in May after the new dean of admissions discovered data discrepancies. The investigation found the well-regarded school overstated test scores, may have excluded test scores and GPAs from the bottom 10% of students, and overstated class rankings. See, I thought it was a little bit more objective than that. I thought there was a way to reproduce those results. That's some pretty crafty stuff. Not that good. Wagner said in a letter to the university that Emory has not been well served by representatives of the university in the history of this misreporting. Emory is routinely listed as one of the nation's top colleges by U.S. News Report, per the Washington Post. Students and families use the rankings when deciding where to apply and enroll. Well, we didn't. I mean, we looked at what we could afford and where we lived, et cetera, and thank God I went to a phenomenal school. But I know there's people out there that go, well, Emory is this? So, please. You know, there's actually an argument to go to a school that doesn't have the elite of the elite students because you want to stand out, you know? You want to be a big fish in a little pond. Yeah, I noticed that with high schools. There's some high schools where they're very, very competitive, and you have so many students with straight A's go to that high school. But do you really want to graduate 23rd when you could actually be valedictorian in another school? Which looks better? So, something to think about. All right, so anyway, somebody cheating, not too good. Now, I guess Michael Phelps is in some hot water because there's apparently this rule that during the Olympics, you can't advertise for the sponsor. It's a new IOC regulation called Rule 40 that prohibits athletes from appearing in ads for non-Olympic sponsors from July 18th to August 15th. Now, according to the IOC's 19-page paper, Rule 40 is designed to prevent ambush marketing, where non-Olympic sponsors are trying to associate themselves with the Olympic brand. Yet, apparently, two photos of Michael Phelps were released August 16th, 2 days before they could have been. Photographer was Ann Leibowitz. They don't know who started circulating these, but it was circulated within the time period where athletes are prohibited from appearing in advertisements. Apparently, a website in Barcelona printed the picture. There's a picture, I guess, of Michael Phelps in a bathtub. He's wearing a bathing suit, it looks like. And I guess that's for Louis Vuitton, I think. A second photo shows Phelps in a three-piece suit, sitting on a couch next to Larisa Latynina of Russia, who was the previous holder of the, you know, most designated Olympic athlete. And, of course, there is a Louis Vuitton bag in this. Now, somebody's claiming, well, if he did this, he could lose his gold medals. I mean, I doubt it, but this is kind of big because ads were not supposed to be released. Now, of course, you know, other Olympians are coming to his defense and, you know, saying this is ridiculous. He won his medals fair and square. If an ad gets leaked, is it really the Olympian's fault? I mean, that's not why he won. This wasn't something subjective. He won because he had an objective time with his racing. But, I guess, it's an issue. So we'll see what happens with that. I know the Olympics still not over. I guess Michael Phelps and Misty May Trainor get to be on Wheatie boxes. So I guess they're all excited about that. I mean, does it really force, you know, does it really encourage you to buy Wheaties? You know, my kids don't want to eat Wheaties because Michael Phelps is on it. You'd think they would. You know, they're on the swim team. They like Cocoa Krispies. And I have to tell them, no, it's sugary cereal. Eat Wheaties. They don't want to eat the Wheaties. So I don't know if it really boosts advertising. But then again, I think there are some people who are collectors that collect Wheaties boxes of these Olympians. That would probably be a smart thing to do. You know, you collect the Wheaties boxes. Imagine the Mark Spitz Wheaties box, or, you know, I don't know how long Wheaties has been around, but maybe a cool idea. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Interesting. E. coli is a very common bacteria that we have in our colon and in our intestine. Well, they believe that there's a certain strain of E. coli that could be linked to cancer in mice that have inflammatory bowel disease. Now, inflammatory bowel disease are putting these mice at higher risk for colorectal cancer. They think maybe the key to this is the E. coli strain. Now, we can treat E. coli with antibiotics. I don't know where they're going to want to go with this. We do know that certain bacteria can put you in line for cancer. H. pylori is one of them. H. pylori that causes peptic ulcers, gastric ulcers, have been seen in stomach cancers. And so we've been urged to treat H. pylori or Helicobacter pylori bacteria in patients such that they don't acquire a cancer later. And I'm wondering if patients that have inflammatory bowel disease that develop colorectal cancer much higher, if they're going to consider maybe treating them against this germ of E. coli. You know, we've had some very interesting, you know, stories come out this week regarding bacteria or pathogens in the gut. Remember we were talking about the other day, chickenpox virus possibly causing irritable bowel syndrome and ulcers. So I like that they're looking into this. It's very interesting. Don't know where they're going to go with it, though. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Later on, when you're on Facebook, kind of searching around and talking to your friends, don't forget to look up the Dr. Dahlia Show and link to our page. It's great. I get to see who you are. We get to give you up-to-date updates, and I get to inform you. Let you know if I feel like I want to take a day off, but I usually don't. Also, follow us on Twitter, and we have the Android app. You could download the Dr. Dahlia Show. It reviews the last 3 hours, plus it connects you to archives and podcasts. It's very, very handy if you have long trips, and there's really nothing else on the radio. You could then listen to the Dr. Dahlia app. It's free. Go to our website and download it. Also, if you haven't decided what you may want to do next summer, vacation, we are booking the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise. It is going to be exquisite. It always is, but we're taking a ship that's probably one of the largest ships that goes up there. And these ships, it's like a town on the ship. If you've never taken a cruise, I strongly urge you to do it. And it's calm water because we go up the Inside Passage. So please look at my website. Get some information on that, hook up with the travel agent, and we will set that up for you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are 19 minutes past the hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember a few months ago, there was a recommendation that all baby boomers get a blood test for hepatitis C. Well, the CDC recommended this week that every baby boomer should do that. Get a blood test to check for hepatitis C. They say 2 million people from the generation born between 1945 and 1965 could be infected and not know it. They say baby boomers account for 2/3 of the infected population. 15,000 Americans die annually from hepatitis C complications. Now, the hepatitis C, you could do by one blood test. You look for the hepatitis C antibody. It's very easy to do. I'm not sure what it costs and what insurance covers, but if CDC is recommending it, I think that looks pretty good in terms of coverage. The hepatitis C antibody is the now sometimes your doctor will just run the whole hepatitis panel. That also looks for B and A. Why not? If the panel isn't that much more than the hepatitis C, you might as well do it. Hepatitis C, unfortunately, a lot of times you don't have any symptoms. So many people are like, wait a second. How could I have hepatitis C? I'm not yellow. I'm not vomiting. I'm not, you know, turning jaundiced. The whites of my eyes aren't turning yellow. Well, yeah, those are signs of hepatitis C. More so, we'll see that in an acute infection. But if you were exposed to hepatitis C, that virus just decides to camp out in the liver. It just sits there, and then it festers and can actually cause cancer. So it's pretty important to look at. So my recommendation would be ask your doctor when they do their next routine blood work to get that looked at, okay? Many other stories have come out today. This is crazy. There was a gentleman in Brazil, 24-year-old construction worker, survived after a 6-foot metal bar fell from above and actually pierced his head. Luis Alexandra Essinger, chief of staff at Rio de Janeiro's Miguel Couto Hospital, says doctors successfully withdrew the iron bar from Eduardo Liti's skull during a 5-hour surgery. The skull was opened. They looked at the brain. The surgeon decided to just pull the metal bar out from the front in the same direction it entered. He was actually conscious when he arrived at the hospital. He apparently went through the hospital with no issues. He says he has very little pain. The bar had fallen from the 5th floor of a building under construction, went through his hard hat, entered the back of his skull, exited between the eyes. It's crazy. You need to see the picture. He did well. It just, oh my gosh. He obviously has a guardian angel. Pretty scary stuff. You hear these stories like, oh, well, you know, many times, people say, okay, well, what do? If you get stabbed with something, can you pull it out? Your instinct is to pull it out, but we in the medical community say, don't do that. Don't do that because you could cause more damage pulling it out. Now, just because in this particular case, the doctors did pull out the bar, and I mean, obviously doctors would, but again, they're there to watch for bleeding. They're there to, add fluids if it needs to. I mean, it's in a more controlled atmosphere. Unfortunately, when the crocodile hunter died, remember, that was extremely frightening. He was, I think, working with stingrays, and one pierced his heart. Him pulling that stingray out is what killed him. If he would have left it in the heart and gone to the doctor, there was a chance he would have survived. So, I can understand a knife. Somebody stabs you with a knife, it goes out, don't put it back in, okay? You know, but something pierces you, and it's in there, just leave it in there for now, because there is some hemostasis. It is protecting from some of the bleeding. You have time. Doctors will be able to go in there and address it. Yes, they are going to pull it out, but just don't add insult to injury. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This doctor shortage subject is not going away. Apparently, another study coming from the Association of American Medical Colleges is projecting that the doctors that are going to be available to give patient care are dropping. The report anticipates a shortage of 130,600 patient care doctors, half of which are primary care. They think the demand is going to be, America needs 916,000, the projected supply only 785,000. Now, of course, there's many theories as to this. The Affordable Health Care Plan is one of them, lack of reimbursement, malpractice, and it's pretty scary stuff. Excuse me. They say they are expecting a projection shortage of doctors in about 3 years. I mean, we already have a shortage, but they think they think that beginning 2015, as more of the Affordable Health Care Plan goes into play, we're going to see more and more of the doctor shortage increase. Now, as a patient, this is difficult, okay? Because we've talked about your access already, and we know for many of you, your access is limited. If you have Medicaid, we know your access is limited. And my suggestion is start finding, even if you aren't sick, start finding your Medicaid doctor now. Get an idea from them if they're going to still stick with Medicaid for a while. Explain to them you're concerned about access and you want to make sure you're already within a practice. It's very difficult sometimes to get into a practice when you're a new patient. Years ago, when we had the whole malpractice issue with St. Paul pulling out of Nevada, and many doctors could not get new malpractice insurance because if you had a previous lawsuit and your current carrier decided to leave the state, how do you find new malpractice insurance if you already had a black mark on your record? Because remember, malpractice companies, they want to make money. So if you had a $2 million lawsuit and your malpractice fees are only $25,000 a year, they're not going to make their money on you. So many doctors that have had a previous lawsuit can't get on another plan. So the one thing we noticed is for those of us that, luckily I didn't have any lawsuits, so when St. Paul dropped me, I was able to, you know, get into another plan. What happened, though, at the patient level, were doctors had to pick a malpractice plan that limited the number of babies they could deliver. So in Nevada, the crisis that we had where doctors had to cut off deliveries at, let's say, 120. So whereas they were taking unlimited pregnant women, now if they hit that 120 or whatever number it was at the time, they would not allow you to be their patient because their malpractice wouldn't cover. So we had so many pregnant women have to go out of state for their care. It was ridiculous. So what I was instructing my patients to do is, one, if you didn't have a gynecologist and you were seeing a family doc or an internist, maybe start going to a gynecologist so you're already at least within the practice. Then the second you find out that you could be pregnant, have your doctor test you immediately. I mean, there were some women almost trying to plan the pregnancy such that it would fall, their care would fall in the beginning of the year so they could be with that doctor until they ran out of patients. I mean, it was absolutely frightening. So we already saw the nightmare of access. Well, when it comes to Medicare and Medicaid, very similar things could happen as many doctors, A, are not taking it anymore, or B, they may be limiting the number because of reimbursements or hassle with paperwork. I don't know. And so you add that on top of the doctor shortage. Unfortunately, the patients are the one that's going to suffer with all this. You know, I know with the Affordable Health Care Act, there's a lot of things in it that we doctors dislike, and I've told you that. But I'm more worried about what the patients are going to go through. Look, I'll be fine. Okay, doctors have been getting pooped on by insurance companies and the government for years. Nothing new, but I'm really worried about the patients because when a doctor says, to heck with this, I'm leaving, that's one less doctor. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see 3 great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Guys, we are back on the Doc Fidelia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 33 minutes past the hour. At the bottom of the hour, 1-877-362-3254. I'm looking at this. There's a restaurant in California, in LA, that'll actually give you a discount if you put away your cell phone. It's the Eva restaurant on Beverly Boulevard is offering diners a 5% discount on their bill if they dump their cell phones before being seated. They don't want diners distracted. They said it's not about disrupting other guests. We want to create an environment of home and we want people to connect. It's about 2 people sitting together and just connecting without the distraction of a phone. We're trying to create an ambiance where you can come in and really enjoy the experience and the food. I don't know. I hate that when companies or government or just try to get into your, look, I can enjoy a dinner out with my husband while my phone is available and I get calls from the babysitter knowing the kids are fine. Trust me. Okay. I mean, you know, what conversation can't continue? Okay. I know, proposals. Okay. I get that. He's trying to propose to you. Other than that, any conversation my husband and I can have can hold for 2 seconds to see what's going on with the kids, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, they say, let me see here. Many restaurants are trying to appeal to a younger crowd. Here's the thing. Okay. I mean, we're in a recession. So if this restaurant thinks that making a rule like this gives it some, advertising and some promotion, they're right. I mean, right now I'm looking at one of their dishes that looks absolutely exquisite. I don't even know what it is. It looks kind of creamy and pretty yummy. You just kind of, you know, when they say, well, let's ban cell phones. Now, for now, it looks like it's voluntary and you get a discount. That I'm okay with. If it's voluntary and you get a discount, that I'm okay with. But when they ban, that's another thing. Now, here I'm looking at an article where there's a San Francisco coffee shop that actually does ban their diners, but they ban their diners about talking about like sex last night or certain subjects that are raunchy. It's called Four Barrel Coffee, and I guess they don't want you to talk hipster topics, okay? I'm looking at these rules. It says, keep voices at reasonable levels, keep alley clear of trash, bring dishes back inside, keep a vigil eye out for traffic, and do not talk about annoying hipster topics or who you blanked last night. You shouldn't do that anyhow, but our neighbors can hear you. All right, so that's kind of weird. Restaurants are starting to just take the liberty on. And then, of course, they say mucho smucho. If they think that's going to help their business, I guess fine. I just think people are now just doing gimmicks. They want to get into the news, you know, and they are. You know, these types of articles come out. But it just, this whole thing about banning, you know, America's not supposed to be having all these types of bans. We're more of a free country. We're supposed to be able to do what we want to. In the Ukraine, an article came out today saying the Ukraine wants to ban SpongeBob SquarePants because they say SpongeBob SquarePants promotes homosexuality. Ukraine's National Expert Commission for Protecting Public Morality released the report calling the children's cartoon a real threat to children. Other shows under fire include Family Guy, Pokemon, The Simpsons, Teletubbies. The report says these aim at the destruction of the family and promotion of drugs and other vices. Okay, here's the thing. Family Guy is hilarious, but that is extremely raunchy. That is not a children's show. Children should not be watching Family Guy. There is some very adult content, rated R type content in Family Guy. It's hilarious, but that's not a kid show. Teletubbies makes no sense. You don't learn anything from it, and the music is boring. The Simpsons is cute. Pokemon, boring. I don't understand the whole SpongeBob homosexuality. They say SpongeBob has a large gay fan base. They say the evidence points to SpongeBob's homosexuality because he regularly holds hands with a pink starfish called Patrick, who was his best friend. Oh, come on. Well, of course they hold hands. All Patrick has are those 5 pseudopods. They say Tinky Winky of Teletubbies carries a women's handbag. Okay. What does Family Guy do? I'm reading this. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, here's my thing. Don't these other countries have their own TV studios and production companies? You know, I didn't realize how much American TV is played in other countries. You would think that they would have their own TV, and a lot do. So, I mean, if they don't like American shows, they don't have to play them. Do I think SpongeBob as homosexual? I don't know. I don't think so. I've seen tons of SpongeBobs. So I really don't know what they're talking about. But anyway, that's an example of another country wanting to ban things, which is kind of odd when in America we have, you know, restaurants trying to ban certain activities. Now, speaking of banning, looks like there's lots of bans in the news. eBay auction site is going to ban sale of magic potions, spells, curses, and advice books to stop what they say are charlatans. They think J.K. Rowling's latest book of spells may also be at risk. Now, I didn't think you could sell magic and potion on eBay. I didn't think you could sell medicine. I didn't think you could do that. They say the new guidelines also ban advice on any of the magic-related subjects listed, which means sales of fantasy merchandise, books, and products related to Harry Potter novels could be at risk. Huh. Examples of services offered on eBay include activation of Starseed Lightworker DNA so that you may connect with your galactic guides from your home planet. Are you kidding me? Who buys this stuff? And a love trap spell to, force the unresponsive object of the buyer's affection that you want big time, they say. As of August 30th, spells, curses, hexing, conjuring, magic prayers, blessing services, magic potions, and healing sessions are banned merchandise for sellers. I haven't used eBay in a while. I used to use eBay a lot, and then I haven't. Oh, you know why? The recession. I probably didn't have any money to buy anything. I guess that was it. But maybe I better go back on there and see what they're talking about. I didn't think you could sell that kind of stuff. Huh. Crazy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of crazy, a California man in a rehab facility, 83 years old, kills his 94-year-old roommate who was also recovering from hip surgery. We don't know why this happened, but William McDougal takes a wooden rod from his closet and starts beating his roommate repeatedly in the head. The nurse was able to stop the attack, but his roommate, Mon Van Nguyen, apparently died due to the trauma to his head, blunt force. Now, McDougal will apparently be sentenced in October, but, you know, this is something that I think could be an underlying problem. You know, you have roommates in the hospital and rehab facilities, and, you know, many people can't afford private rooms, and many hospitals don't have private rooms. But when you're older, and let's say you get an infection, one thing that you're at risk for is delirium. Now, when we talk to children of seniors, and they come in and they say, oh, you know, he was just ranting about Vietnam, or he was ranting about the war, he was ranting about aliens, and then he got combative. The first thing we think of is delirium. Was it a medication issue? Was it an infection, etc.? So I've always wondered what happens if somebody goes through delirium for the first time and there's a roommate in the room. Well, this could possibly have been the cause. Now, who knows? Maybe he was completely sane and he was just a murderer and, you know, just decided to beat to death his roommate. But you wonder, I mean, delirium makes you do very weird things. And if that's the case, I say let's maybe kind of get rid of the whole roommate situation. I don't think I would want a roommate. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all who have connected with me on Facebook and Twitter. Don't forget, when you guys are fooling around on the computer later today, find Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. It's great to be in touch. Also, don't forget to download the Dr. Dahlia app. We have the free app for Droid users. We're still working on the iPhone app. But for those of you that have a Droid, go to my website, click on the little icon with me sitting there going, hi, and you see the phone, click on that and you can download the app. All right, Mac from Katy, Texas writes, Doctor, a few years ago, Dr. Dean Adell said he would not recommend the medical profession to his children. Would you recommend it to your boys? That's a great question. I remember when Dr. Dean Adell said that. I know. Here's the thing. With everything that's going on with the medical profession and all the turmoil I've seen some of my colleagues go through with lawsuits, you would think I would say no. It's not worth it. You're going to be in debt for a long time. You're going to be always at the mercy of somebody wanting to sue you. You're very underappreciated. You're underpaid, but for what you have to put out expense wise, your gain financially is not what it used to be. And yeah, at some point, some people may think it's not worth it. However, for me, it still is. I mean, if I thought this would be a horrible profession for my kids, I mean, I'm a smart lady. I wouldn't be in it anymore either, but I am. And the reason why is when you do save a life, when you do find something that nobody else found and helped prolong their life, it is probably one of the most gratifying things I could think of. When I delivered a baby, and I delivered twin breech, and any baby I delivered, those were such high points. And for me, it made life worth living. I don't know of any other job I could personally do that would make as much of a difference. Now, I think being on the radio, it's phenomenal when listeners call and say, Dahlia, you told me to do this. I went and did it, and they found a mass, but they caught it early, and thank you. I mean, that's gratifying, but you know, when you see it with your own patients right there, it really strikes a part of your heart. Now, in terms of my boys, my older boy, no, doesn't like medicine. I mean, he thinks, you know, ENT stuff is cool. He thinks first aid is cool. He wants to be a lifeguard, you know, later when he's in high school. But no. He's more of an engineering mind. Doesn't really like school and the studying. Not really into the whole medicine thing. So I don't have to worry about that. Now, the other one, the younger one, he loves medicine. He loves show business. So I got a kid that, I mean, is mini me. And he just, I mean, even with my patients, some of my patients will let him come in and watch. I mean, the kid's 9. He just really digs that stuff. And, I can't tell him no. I can't. Now, yes, I mean, I am going to teach him everything I know in terms of how to protect yourself from lawsuits, how to deal with insurance companies, etc. If he does decide to go down that path, if he ever says, Mom, I don't want to be a doctor, I'll be like, fine, but I'm not going to sway him against it if this is what he wants to do. And then the other thing, too, if you think about it, is if access is going to be as bad as we think, right, where so many doctors are going to say, to heck with what's going on with insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid, just pay me cash. And we're going to have this two-tier system where you either have to come out of pocket a lot or you got to deal with whatever government-run health care there is. It may not hurt, you know, having someone in your family that's a doctor. I mean, you know, think about it. So I know many of you are looking at what, you know, the doctors are going through and what you're seeing the changes are. And some of your probably nieces or nephews or grandkids are looking at medicine. You're like, oh, no, you may not want to go into it. Not the stuff that I hear Dr. Dahlia says. But then again, on the flip side, if they really like the stuff, maybe let them go, because we sure the heck are going to need some in later. It's going to be a mess. And honestly, I hate to be pessimistic, but with the way things are going, I don't see how it can get better. And as much as I'm very optimistic about what Mitt Romney and Ryan could do for the economy, I'm not as optimistic on what they could do for health care. I mean, with the exception of getting rid of Obamacare, because, you know, if you think about it, like we have a case right now where an autistic adult, 23 years old, I believe, was denied a cardiac surgery. and I believe a heart transplant. I need to find the story. We just heard about it today, and the mother is fighting to get that done. And I think it's phenomenal what we could do in terms of heart surgery. And I hope this boy gets the surgery he needs. And I'm glad this gentleman in Brazil was able to get the rod taken out of his head. But these types of procedures and these types of things are extremely expensive. And more people need expensive procedures. They need hip replacements. They need knee replacements. They need organ transplants. And there's less people that are paying for insurance healthy. So, you know, one issue with the Affordable Health Care Act that everybody liked was, yay, no more pre-existing conditions. That's wonderful. Yay. But the problem with that, and I hate to bring it up again and again, is if you now exclude pre-existing conditions, there's not a lot of incentive for a lot of people to purchase health insurance, which is exactly what's happening when they're well. So I have many patients that, no, they aren't purchasing health insurance now, and then they'll wait till they're sick because they won't be denied. Well, if your premiums, let's say, are $500 a month, which is ghastly high, but the procedure you're getting is $100,000, that insurance company is not going to be able to meet the needs of what you're requesting. And since more and more people are needing the fancier schmancy stuff and the cancer treatment, et cetera, the insurance companies mathematically won't be able to make it. Not that we're all playing violins for them. I mean, they've been making profits for years. So I don't see how an insurance company is going to offer cheap insurance. I really don't. I don't. You need tons of people. You probably need, I don't know, let's just come up with, you probably need 1,000 healthy people for every one, right? To, you know, if you're going to charge them only a couple hundred a month to get those big ticket item procedures done, you know, like the transplant or the chemotherapy or the colostomy, etc. And unfortunately, I don't think enough people want to buy health insurance right now. So I foresee the government, whether it's a Republican or Democratic administration, is not going to be able to get health insurance cheap. Obamacare is a waste of time. The Republicans are going to have a very difficult time because we have too many baby boomers that, you know, now are, you know, utilizing the medical services that they do deserve because they put money into the system. Absolutely. And then the next Democratic administration is going to say, you see, private sector can't do it. Here we come with the public option. So my prediction is we're going to have the public option. We're going to have some sort of Medicaid, Medicare type situation. And the people that don't want that are going to have to then come out of pocket a lot to go and see the other tier of medical options, which would be cash, multiple thousands of dollars. And so this two-tiered system, I think is not going to work well at all, but that's what I am foreseeing is going to happen. So, you know, I'm not sure where to go with this. You can't start saving money under your pillow for medical things that you need. The whole purpose of you putting money into insurance this whole time was to make sure what you needed got covered. And I think we all got spanked on that one. All right, guys, great show tonight. I will be on tomorrow at 10 a.m. live. Please tune in. For the rest of you that can't tune in, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Download the app and think about Alaska in the summer. Go to my website and check it out. God bless y'all.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.